I'm reading this beautiful book at the moment by Ralph Dobberly, and it's a beautiful book, meaning that it's not just a good read, but it's also a wonderful looking book. It looks absolutely amazing. It looks like a Bible. It's, if I can describe it to you, it is white in color and there's gold writing on the front, and the title of the book is The Good Life. And today I'd like to talk a little bit about a chapter I came through. And in this chapter, they talk about the fundamentals of who you are and what do you want. So it basically starts off with the story of phoning a friend. Now, I want you in your mind to imagine yourself phoning a friend, a best friend perhaps, or a lover, your partner, your husband, your wife. You're phoning this person and the frustrating thing happens. The phone keeps ringing and you reach the voicemail, or the phone doesn't ring, it just goes directly to the voicemail. So you get to the voicemail and you hear your friend saying, "Hello, this is Gary. This is not an answering machine. It is a questioning machine. The two questions I'd love to ask you are, who are you and what do you want?" There's a dramatic pause there, and then your friend goes on to say that I'm not talking about your name or the title you're supposed to have in life. I'm asking you the simple question of, who are you and what do you want? Who are you deep down within yourself? Who do you desire to be? Which talents remain undiscovered in your life? Which talents do you not even know about yet? Or which talents are you hiding away from the world? Why are you hiding it away from the world? Why are you ashamed of that God-given talent you have within yourself, and why are you not sharing it with the world? So who are you going to be at the end of life's journey? And that's the end of the voicemail. And then the beep goes on, and there you are, speechless. You don't know what to say. You don't know why you called, because now you're dumbfounded because of these weird questions, big and deep questions of who you are and what do you want. The world tells us what it wants of us, who it wants us to be, and how it wants us to behave or misbehave. But why can't we just be who we want to be? Because it's uncool, that's why. If we are going to go against what the world says, we're going to go against the flow, we're going to go upstream instead of downstream, we're going to disregard everything that the world says, and we're going to go according to what we think is right and what we believe is right. We're going to go according to what we believe and who we believe in and what we stand for. The world says, "Hey, dude, do this. That's uncool. Don't do that, man." So the fundamental and the second part of that question is, what do you want? It's a broad question asking, what do you want out of life, out of love, out of your career, and out of your vocation, that calling in your life? Do you listen to your heart? Do you listen to your mind? Do you listen to your God? And I'm putting it in there because that's who and what I believe. Do you listen to your God speaking through the positive people in your life? Sometimes we pray and we get down on our knees, our faces are in the dirt because of whatever life has knocked us over. And there we are on our knees and we pray for certain things and we expect a mighty and powerful voice to come from heaven. But sometimes the voice of God and the voice of that one who we're asking for an answer from, that answer to life's pertinent questions, comes through those people in our lives. The soft-spoken lady who passes you by, the lady who greets you in the afternoon when you are buying something at the shop. God speaks through certain people, but do you listen? Do you listen to find the voice of God? And when you eventually find that voice of God, are you that voice of God to someone else as well, motivating them and building onto their life and their character? Now, your purpose isn't just to, as I saw at the back of someone's car the other day, eat, work, sleep. It's much more than that. So the question stands of, who are you? Who are you really? And what do you want? What do you want out of life? Who are you? What is your why? Are you able to sustain yourself? Are you living out your why? Are you making a difference in the world? Are you contributing to a positive change in society? and each day bettering yourself, looking at that man and woman in the mirror and not just seeing, hey, my hair's a little dear makar today because I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, or oh, there's a little blemish, there's a pimple that needs to be popped, I need to shave and all of this. When you look directly at that man and the woman in the mirror staring back at you, are you who you are supposed to be? Are you who you want to be? And fundamentally, when you reach the end of life's journey, what do you want out of life?